Blog Talk Radio.
Satisfying and rewarding when you achieve a goal? I know you're thinking, Coach Adams, of course I do. Well, I'm so excited about starting this new year and coming together with you with some thoughts around goals. So let us grow together and go on a journey of discovery as we kind of evaluate this thought process around this satisfaction that comes when we achieve our goals. I hope you're excited and looking forward to leaning right on into it.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. It's time to jumpstart your week with motivation and empowerment. Your host, Shania Adams, she brings you the push that you have been needing. This will empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. When Coach Adams coaches, you win. Our focus is to get you to truly understand that you have a destiny, and that destiny is waiting for you to take the steps towards it. God is the light illuminating your path, guiding and directing each and every one of your steps along the way. Each week on Motivational Mondays, we come together with our global audience to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey together with Coach Adams. Our program is designed based on two formats of motivation and empowerment. Our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise, and our Shape Up series. Everything we do is designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dreams. We sincerely value your participation, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather, we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be coached. Coached into greatness. Because when Coach Adams coaches, you win.
This is Coach Adams, and welcome to this new season. Woo! I am fired up and so excited today, and I'm so just truly thrilled to be engaged with you on the airwaves. I thank you, each and every one of our global listening audience members, for tuning in on today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Master Motivator, Lifestyle, Personal, and Professional Coach, Coach Adams. It's time to shape up and win. And we are going to really look at a great in this now season. You know, I have to share with you that I've really missed our global listening audience. You know, we took a brief hiatus time out for the holiday season, and now we're back in the saddle, and we're so excited about that. But I have to let you know that I really did miss you. But you know, I want you to know that even when we go on hiatus, guess what? Each episode of Motivational Mondays, as you know, it's rich and insightful, and we encourage you, our global listening audience, to take advantage of our on-demand library. You see, our on-demand library is a great resource and support for you because you don't have to be concerned about missing any of our past show installments. If you have, you can truly go back to our on-demand library because archives of previous broadcasts and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia for you. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4 and the letter U. Our on-demand library is filled with rich insights on various subjects to equip and empower you on your journey to win personally and professionally. I don't know about you, but I am definitely on this course to win, and I hope that you join me in that process. You know, allow Coach Adams to set up the framework of where we're going in today's broadcast. I will share with you for about 40 minutes into today's programming around our rich topic. And then if time permits, we will open our lines up for your audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and your comments around today's topic. You know, this always lends to a more interactive environment, which we absolutely love. So we encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. And with that, we encourage you, if you don't already have your notepad and your pen or pencil, whatever you want to write with, either your smartphone with your notes, ever it is, so that you can capture the nuggets and gems. And when we open the lines, if you have a question or a comment, you've already had a note of that. So we encourage you to be prepared. Come to Motivational Mondays prepared to get some great richness and jewels that you can use while you're walking out and stepping it through on this beautiful journey known as life. You know, before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a quick moment to invite someone to share in the broadcast with you. Allow those cute little social media juices to begin to flow, flow, flow. Let it flow. Write on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, an email, go old school. Send a message in a bottle, a carrier pigeon, bottom line. I think you get it. You're feeling us. We're asking that you simply do something to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. And we want you to know that we extend our heartfelt thanks for your support in advance. Today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. It's time to shape up and win. And today, we're looking behind the goal. Behind the goal. You know, when I was thinking about the topic today, behind the goal, it reminded me of one of my all-time classic favorite movies, and that is The Wizard of Oz and The Wiz. And I don't know if you remember, for those that are familiar with the film, that scene when Dorothy and, you know, the Tin Man, the Lion, and they all got to the wizard, right? And they're excited about meeting the wizard. But there was all of this that was happening in front that, you know, made the wizard look so intimidating and scary and just, you know, the effects and all of that until her little dog Toto went and pulled back the curtain. And they realized that it was a man that was putting on all of those effects behind the scenes. And the reason why I started to think about that, because when it comes to our goals, there's always some effort that have to happen behind the scenes, behind the goal. You know, do you find it satisfying when you achieve a goal? That's how we opened. Do you find it satisfying when you achieve a goal? And I know that you were thinking, yes, Coach Adams, of course I do, absolutely. And so the question that we are evaluating is, what do you do before you determine your goals, your desires, your achievements, and setting those goals? What is it that you do beforehand? Because like this scene in The Wizard of Oz, there is something going on behind the scenes. You may see that person win that gold medal. That is the, you know, da-da-da-da, the moment in time, just that flash. But there were some things that they had to do behind the scenes to actually get that. I know we're in award season right now, the Golden Globes, the Emmys, all of that. I'm sure the Oscars are approaching and everything. There are some things that are happening and have had to happen behind the scenes before that individual wins that actual award. And you have to evaluate when it comes to your goal, when it comes to this, you know, thing that you desire, aim that you're focusing in on, this object of your ambition. When you are looking at your goal, you have to determine, one, what do I need to do behind the scenes? Because it's easy to just say, I want to achieve this. And with anything that we say we want to achieve, there is some things that we have to do. You know, I can't say, as an example, I want to lose weight and not do something behind the scenes. You can't say, I want to live a healthier life and not do something behind the scenes. You can't say, I want to be on the New York Times best-selling list, woo-hoo, and not do some things behind the scenes. You can't say, I want a movie on the big screen and not do some things behind the scenes. You can't say that I have this great business that's going to be extremely successful and not do some things behind the scenes. We can go on and on and on and on. And I believe that you're getting the point here and the stage is being set so that you can really take this journey with us today on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. And so as we get into some of these areas that we have to look at, comes to behind the goal, pulling back the curtain, as one would say, like Toto pulled back the curtain to the Wizard of Oz in that moment and revealed that there's this guy in this booth doing some things to make all of this shiny stuff happen and all of these lights flash and, you know, all of this happen. There was someone doing things behind the scenes. The first thing that we must do behind the scenes when it comes to this journey of achieving our personal ambitions, what is that that you, at your core, you so desire? What is it? I'm pausing with intention because I want you to really think about that. What is this true object of your ambition? If someone was to say, what is your dream? What is your goal? What is your vision? How would you respond to that? What would that look like for you? What is the aim of your desire? If you're not able to accurately come up with what that looks like for you, that means that you have not spent enough time in this first quadrant of where we need to really focus when it comes to pulling back the curtain and behind the goal. You have to envision. You know, so often I will meet with my clients and they will know, because oftentimes when I start the journey with my clients, we start with what I call 90 days of focus, because 90 days is the minimum amount of time that I work with my clients. And so I have them to really take the time to envision, and this is our first point of behind the goal. I have them to envision, what is it that you desire? See the vision. Envisioning it from the inside, beginning with the end in mind. What does it look like? See all of the intricate details and really and truly get that clear picture with great clarity what it looks like. Now, we will enhance that while we're on the journey, but it starts with them being able to see and envision something so that we now have what this target looks like. We know what we're trying to, in essence, close this gap on. We may begin to add some dimensions to the face, but we at least know what the face looks like. Many of you, you're saying, I want this and I want that, but you have not really and truly taken the time to envision. What does it look like? You see, this envisioning, it's this process, again, of going inside, this internal view. Imagine, if you will, of course, we know what a TV screen looks like, right? We can see the TV on the wall. But what I'm saying is, look at that internal TV, the internal TV screen. When you close your eyes and you begin to envision from the inside out what your vision is, your goals, your dreams, what is it that you see? Again, I'm pausing with intention, giving you a moment to really process, envision. Because many have all of these grandiose goals that sound good, that are woulda, coulda, shoulda, but they haven't really envisioned. It sounds good to say, I want to do this. Woo! But again, that mark is missing if you haven't taken the time to truly envision that which you are simply saying, I want. Thing that we have to do when we pull back the curtain on our goals and go behind the goal, we must envision. This is one step that is so non-negotiable. And why is it non-negotiable? Because in essence, you cannot do what you cannot see. So if you haven't taken the time to really envision and see the vision beginning with the end in mind, then you're not going to be able to do it. Stated, whatever the mind of man or woman can conceive and believe, that it will also achieve. So you have to be able to see it on the inside in order to be able to do it on the outside. If not, you're going to be moving about on your journey, bumping into walls and all of that because you don't have the clarity that you need. You're not able to move with a clear trajectory because, in essence, your vision, your goals, your dreams lack the clarity that's needed for them to be fulfilled. After we envision and envision all of the intimate details, now this process may take you time. You may have to pause and take some time to really sit and be still and take the time to envision and hear from the inside out on more than one occasion. It may not happen in just a brief moment for you. So you can't rush this process. But once you have that clarity that you need, once the details have been made clear, once you're able to truly see and you're able to really envision, then you have to sit back in time to start writing the vision. I know for some of you, you may be saying, well, this is kind of basic, Coach Adams. To some degree, it is. It's not rocket science. Principles are universal. But have you done what we're discussing that you need to do in order to yield different results? The reality is this. If you don't do what you need to do now to go behind the goals, the vision, and the dream, you're going to have the same thing on your list for 2025, 2026, 2027, 2028, 29, and 30. Because you're not being intentional. You know, this intentionality is something that we cannot get away from. We have to be intentional on our journey. And what we're talking about right now is this process of starting that thought and doing what we need to do to be intentional. So after we envision, we then have to write out. Write it. No, really. Write it. What am I writing, Coach Adams? What is it? That's the key. Whatever you have envisioned. You know, no detail is too small when it comes to this process of writing down. It's been stated that we must write the vision. So whatever you're envisioning, you must write that vision and make it plain. Include the details. Every detail, large or small, and everything in between. When you're writing it, and this is a process that I take my clients through when we're preparing their 90 days of focus, that I have them to first envision, identify what is it that you want to accomplish over the next 90 days. When they do that, they then write out and start to write out those details, write out what it looks like. In addition to that, you must include deadlines. A very dear spiritual friend of mine, they just had a baby, and the baby came sooner than expected. Why do I share that with you? Because I remember my spiritual midwife, she was like, when is the due date? When is the due date? When is the due date? Because the reality is this. A woman is not really pregnant if there's no due date. The doctor always gives a due date. Now, this due date is an estimated time. It's a target time frame. Sometimes in the case of my spiritual family, the baby may come earlier than expected. But there is a target that you're working toward. There is a trajectory that you can forecast in 9 months or thereabouts, we will birth this baby. And so you're Vision, your goals, and your dreams are likened to spiritual babies. And so if in the details as you write it, if you don't have deadlines, if you don't have targets, then in essence the question would be raised from my spiritual midwife, are you really pregnant? Because you can't say, I want to write the book, and there be no due date for writing the book. Oh, it's just going to come whenever. No, we have to be intentional. And this intentionality, again, is a word that we can never get away from. Unlike the baby in the womb, and I use this and say this often, this reference, you know, the baby in the womb, you don't have to tell it to grow, to it to, you know, become longer, for the little hands to begin to sprout, the toes, the eyes, the ears, all of that. In the womb, naturally, it all happens. You're just the carrier. But here, in order for us to get the results that we desire, we have to be intentional. Growth doesn't just happen. It doesn't just happen. If you're saying, and many are saying it, this is a part of my word for the year, the desire of more for 24 and different areas and aspects of what that looks like. If I want more in 24, I have to be intentional. There are things that I must do in order for me to get more. And so know that this writing is a part of that process of intentionality. So behind the goal, pulling back the curtain, what are things that have to happen prior to, even as we've set those goals that we need to be evaluating and making sure we're on the right path? Envision, write it. That speaks to the intentionality. And then we have to own our goals. We have to own our goals. When you take ownership of your goals, this means that you are betting on you. You know, I think about when I was a little girl, my grandmother used to take my cousin and I, my grandmother used to love to go to the racetrack. She loved racing, right? And so she would take me and my cousin, we're 2 weeks apart, so we grew up like sisters. She would take us to, at the time, was Hollywood Park. And I remember this so clearly as a young girl with my grandmother and my cousin. We would go to Hollywood Park with Granny. This was one of our little things that we did because it was something that Granny loved to do. Hollywood Park is no longer there, but it's in, if you're in California and in Southern California specifically, it's currently the site of the SoFi Theater, the SoFi Stadium. It used to be Hollywood Park. So my grandmother, she would give us, you know, a few dollars, my cousin and I, so that we can engage in, you know, betting on the races, the horses. And I grew familiar with my two favorite jockeys, Pink Eye and Shoemaker. Those were my two. So any race that they were in, I was betting on one or the other, depending on if they were running together or in different races. Those were my guys, right? I would bet on them. I would bet on Pink Eye or I would bet on Shoemaker. And as a little girl, this is truly a file, you know, clearly, because I remember the names of my two jockeys, you know, and this is when I was a little girl. The same is true when it comes to us owning our goals. You have to bet on yourself. Nobody, absolutely nobody can believe in your goals greater than you do. No one. Yes, you can partner with, should have mentors and accountability partners and things of that nature. But no one, absolutely no one, should own your goals and your dreams and your vision more than you. You have to be willing to bet on you. You have to believe in you. And ultimately, you got to love what you do. I was speaking with an individual, and they were saying, Coach Adams, wow, it seems like you really love what you do. And I told them, I said, you know what, I really do. And I'm so grateful to be on the journey that I'm on. You know, it's not a perfect journey. It hasn't been. I've had my challenges, my fair challenges along the way. But I can honestly say I absolutely love who I'm continuing to become, what I do as it relates to coaching and training and speaking. I love, love, love what I do. It makes my heart sing. And if you're not doing what you love, then why are you doing it? Hear me. Why are you doing it if you don't love what you're doing? Don't just do things for the sake of doing them. Oh, I should. You know, I've been told I should do this. No. Own your own dreams, visions, and goals. Don't do things just because someone else feels that you should. Because that believes you at the core. And when you believe in yourself and your goals and your visions and your dreams, you know, when it comes to betting on yourself, I think about my weekly blog talk radio show, Motivational Mondays. And I want to thank those of you that are listening in today, our global listening audience, because we've been on the airwaves about nine going into our 10th year, almost a decade. And why is this significant with what we're talking about? As we are pulling back the curtain today behind the goals and what is it that we need to do, we see that sparkle of the goal achieved, and it's so exciting, and woohoo, we did it. And it's truly satisfying, but we have to look at what went on behind the scenes beforehand in order to achieve those goals, those visions, and those dreams. You know, again, I think about the Wizard of Oz and Toto pulling back that curtain of the big wizard and all of the spectacular going on. That's front of the house. But behind the house, there were some things happening behind the scenes. And so, number one, again, you must envision, see your vision from the inside out. Every intimate detail, no detail is too small, so that you can begin with the end in mind, because if you can't see it, in essence, you won't be able to walk it out. You have to write the intimate details. No detail is too large or too small. And you have to include deadlines. You have to include what is this process, the target, so that as you're being intentional and you're stepping it through, you're now able to look and see, am I on course? Am I on path? You have to own your goals, our visions and our dreams. No one can own your goals, visions, and dreams more than you. You have to be willing to bet on you. And so what I was saying as we brought this to where we are today with Motivational Mondays, that I had to be willing to bet on Coach Adams and Motivational Mondays. I've often shared the story of being on another network. That network time frame came to a close, and I had this vision for Motivational Mondays, and it was like, where am I going to go with this? And now when I look at that, I've been on the airwaves going into our 10th year, it's so mind-blowing for me, but I truly did believe, and I do believe in the vision. And I love it. I love the honor to come on the airwaves every Monday and to bring rich insight into empowerment with the thought you are taking these nuggets and these jewels and you're applying them to your individual life so that you can achieve your goals, visions, and dreams, that you're more equipped to work your vision, achieve your goals, and live out your dreams. And so I want to encourage you, own your own dreams and visions. Own them, your goals. Let them be your own. Bet on you. Be willing to bet on you. Like I said, growing up as a little girl, going to Hollywood Park with my grandmother, and she would let us bet on a horse or bet on the jockey, and I had my favorite, Pink Eye and Shoemaker. I knew who they were, and I would bet on them in any race that they were in. You have to be willing to bet on you. If you don't bet on you, who will? You have to believe in your goals and your vision and your dreams, and you have to love what you do. You also, in this process, you have to evaluate your thinking and your mindset. You know, your thinking and your mindset will make the difference. It is going to be the deal breaker or achiever for you reaching your goals, living out your dreams and working your vision. Because if you allow yourself to stay in the place of thinking, and you don't shift and transform, allow your mind to be transformed, oof, you're not going to get any further than where you are today. I pause with intention because I want you to really think about that. If you like where you are, then by all means, continue to do what you have been doing. But if you don't like where you are, you may need to evaluate your thought process, your mindset, the words that you have allowed to take root that are feeding your mind, that you're processing around. Do you have thinking? Are you entertaining negativity? You really have to look at that. Are you telling yourself, because motivation will get us started, it'll get us going, to really those things that we do daily that's going to keep us moving, the discipline. But when you evaluate your thinking, when you think about your vision, your goals, and your dreams, does your mindset tell you, oh, you can do this, girl. Guy, you got this. Oh, yeah, I can't wait until you achieve this because you've envisioned. You're seeing it on the inside. You've taken the time to write out the details. That gives clarity to your desires. You're owning your goals and vision. You're willing to bet on yourself. You believe in your goals. You love what you do. Or are you on the flip side? And if you're on the flip side, I assure you, whatever the vibrations and energy are that you are putting in the atmosphere, drawn to you. And so you have to always be processing, evaluating, reevaluating. Am I speaking negatively towards my goals? Am I saying, oh, you can't? When in essence, you really can. The greatest insight and wisdom, and there's been so much, so I don't want to say the greatest, but some of the greatest insight and wisdom that I have gleaned from my mentors is recognizing that I'm well equipped to achieve, but there's something called intrapersonal block that would prevent us from achieving. It's the thinking. It's our negative thoughts, our insecurities. It's all of those things that we battle on the inside. It's not necessarily the things on the outside of us. It's what's in our mind. And so, again, I call it that thinking. That's what's going to hold us back. As others would say, that battlefield of the mind. There's always this tug of war of our thoughts, of our mindset. And if your mindset is not in the right place, I remember with my dad, and I often will share bits and pieces of this story, being vulnerable with you, our global listening audience, that father, he had been diagnosed with esophageal cancer, and in short, he had a very aggressive treatment process, and a part of that process was that he had to have surgery. And because of that, and we're talking about mindset and our thinking, because of that, the doctors had to tell him the good and the not so good. Mr. Adams, you're going to have a tough, this is a tough surgery, sir. But when you come out of this surgery, you're going to have a tough recovery. We just want to prepare you, sir. But there's also the, on the other side of that, we have to tell you that you may not make it off the table. You may or may not make it off the table. All my dad heard was, you're not making it off the table. He didn't hear that you could come out of this. It'll be a tough recovery. All he heard was, you will not make it off the table. How do I know that? I saw the terror the day of the surgery. And he and I talked about it. And so I knew that that was the mindset that he was in. He really shouldn't have had the surgery on that day because his mindset was not in the place of where it needed to be. He was really battling the stinking thinking of those words and the weight and the heaviness of those words. And unfortunately, the reality was he never, quote unquote, made it off the table. He came out in a semi-comatose state, and 3 months later, he transitioned and passed on. Why do I share that with you? Because I saw in that moment firsthand, that was one of my first lessons on the significance of our thinking and our mindset and how we can vibrate at that level and what we're feeling and sensing. That begins to become our reality. And so for my dad, that became his reality. So I want you to know that you have to evaluate your thinking and your mindset around your goals, your vision, and your dreams as we are pulling back the curtain behind the goal, behind the vision and dreams. The next step on our journey is that we have to take action. What are you doing daily? Do something daily. You know, there's 24 hours in every day. How are you using your 24 hours? There is 168 hours in a week. How are you using your 168 hours in a week? When you're feeling frustrated and saying, this is where that discipline comes into play, and it's so key. Are you sacrificing for what you truly desire? Or are you putting off for today and saying, I'll get to it at another time, and you're not doing what you need to do? And that other time, you look up, and again, now you're saying, Happy New Year again. Same goals on your list, same desire, same vision. Year after year after year after year. Now, no, I'm not on the soapbox at all. As I'm sharing thoughts with you, I'm speaking to myself. Believe me, I'm in the trenches with you. And I'm saying, let's get different results this year. Let's not stay in the same place of where we have been. But let's recognize that we must be good time managers of our priorities and our time associated with those 24 hours that we have in a day, that tick-tock of time. What are you doing with it? You see, those that achieve great things, they have grown to be masters of their time. They are maximizing those 24 hours in the day, the 168 hours in the week. We can continue to add it out throughout the year, you know, per month, per year. Bottom line, Are you doing something daily, taking action daily? Why? Because every day counts. And this is the thing. I often think of and hear Annie singing, tomorrow, tomorrow, I love you, tomorrow, you're only a day away. Well, tomorrow is not promised. That's the reality. So we have to maximize moment of today that we have. Today is the day that matters. Today is the day that's going to enable us to get different results. If we have the grace of greeting tomorrow. So take action. Do something daily. Large or small, bottom line, do something. What is it that you can do? Every time you do something and take a step, guess what? If you just took one step each day, just one, by the close of the year, you would have taken 365 steps. That's better than nothing. So determine, again, do you really believe in your goals, your vision, and your dreams? Are you willing to bet on you? Like I was, quote, unquote, betting on the pink eyes and the shoemakers back in the day as a little girl with my grandmother in Hollywood Park. Will you bet on you? And lastly, before we come to you on the phone lines, I would love to hear from you today and what your thoughts are. If you got anything beneficial from today's installment of Motivational Mondays, you know, we love coming to the phone lines and we invite you to share in the discussion. Share your thoughts. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you're listening in to your electronic device, you need to actually dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374, 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. We would absolutely love to hear from you. What have we discussed today as we are pulling back the curtain? Going behind the goal. We said, number one, you must envision, see the vision. You must write the vision. All of the intimate details. No detail is too small. We have to be intentional. You have to own your goals. A part of owning is that you bet on yourself, you believe in your goals, and you love what you do. And then we said you must evaluate continuously your thinking and your mindset. Because thinking will prevent you from achieving your goals. It is the deal breaker in the process. You must take action is where we were just closing out on. That you have to do something daily and ask yourself the question, how am I maximizing my 24, my 168, 24 hours in the day, 168 hours in the week? What are you doing with it? And then ultimately, you cannot quit. Don't quit. Stay faithful on your journey. Stay in the trenches. Continue to move and do. It looks like we have a caller. Caller, I'm so excited to welcome you to Motivational Mondays and share with you on the airwaves. Area code 310-1147. You are live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. What's your question or comment today?
Hi, Coach Adams. Wonderful show as always. This is lovely, and I just wanted to thank you for this. What a way to start off the year. And I know that when I write things down, because I'm a thinker, and I think about and talk about 7 to 10 things at once, and sometimes those thoughts can just be overwhelming. And even sometimes when I'm lying down, I may say, oh, I'll write it in the morning. I'm going to sleep or whatever. But now I try to keep something right by my bed because I later forget. But if I write those things down, like you said, then later I can look at it and it kind of propels me into taking action. It propels me into a positive mindset and a reminder that, yes, I am equipped. Yes, I can do it, but I have to do it. I can't just think about it. I have to write it, and I have to do it. So thank you so much, and for the reminder to not quit and how we have 24 hours in a day. And so that time can just whisk by unless we are taking all of these steps. So I have them all down, and I thank you very much.
Oh, thank you so much, lovely. It's always a joy hearing from you, and I so appreciate you being one of our truly regular, faithful listeners here on Motivational Mondays, and it really warms my heart to know that you've gotten great value from this hour of empowerment. You know, there's so much that anyone can be doing on a Monday, and I thank you for sharing this time with us and that it was beneficial for you. If you will hit 1 on your telephone keypad, that will remove you from the queue. So appreciate you. And our lines are for our global audience. If there are any other questions or comments, we welcome them at this time. You know, I want to give you this thought that we talked a lot about behind the goal, pulling back the curtain, and the different areas that we've outlined. Envision, write it, own your goals, evaluate, take action, and don't quit. And then I want you to really begin to, when you're achieving your goals, your dreams, your visions, hey, celebrate your wins. So often I'm having to really get my clients, they're struggling to celebrate. And I'm like, what is with that? You've achieved this. Don't press over it. Don't just move through it quickly. Take the time to celebrate and to savor that win, to savor what you have taken the time to fight to achieve. It's worth celebrating. When you reach that goal, you get those desires, that vision, the dreams, celebrate your win. You know, I want to partner with you. And as a part of this offering, if you join in partnership with me in my one-on-one coaching to qualify for a 10% savings on any of my coaching packages, you know, I am so committed to assisting individuals such as yourself who would like to achieve their goals personally and professionally. You want to establish a growth journey, and I want to be on this journey with you through the powerful gift of empowerment that I have available. So I want you to know that this offer is available for not only new clients, but also returning clients. You qualify as well. I'm not forgetting about you. So again, through this month of January, as a part of kickstarting this year, I want you to get into a one-on-one coaching partnership with me, and I want to be able to support you on your journey to achieve more in 2024. If you would like to learn more about my one-on-one coaching and this offer, you can simply call or text. Call 310-289-2101. 310-289-2101. If you're calling, of course, our team is standing by to take a message or what have you. If you are texting, your name and one-on-one. Text your name and one-on-one. And I will know that you are interested in one-on-one coaching, and we'll make that connection. You know, I'm so excited about what this year has to hold. There's so many great opportunities that we have yet to tap into. There's so many great opportunities. When I think about the opportunities that are available for all of us, the opportunities are endless. You know, I was hearing someone's story recently. I think they were from Guatemala, this individual. They wanted to be a fashion designer. And I love hearing other people's stories and gleaning. And this individual, and they were being honored because of the fact that it was like, truly, this is an American story, you know, an American dream. This individual came from another country. They wanted to be a fashion designer. They got this great opportunity that opened the door for them to be able to do so, and they were excelling in that industry. Came here, started cleaning homes when they got here initially, but had their dream in their heart and began to do whatever they needed to do. And they were able to finally get to that place of getting this great contract for their design. I share that because no dream is too great. It doesn't matter the dynamics of where you come from. None of that matters. But the one thing that I heard consistently with regard to this individual and their dream, they worked for it. They worked for it. They fought for it. And they did it with great diligence, with great intention. And so I want to encourage you, if you want different results, you have to do things differently. You can't keep doing what you're doing and expect that you're going to get different results. And so let me be on your team and support you. Wow, it's amazing how quickly an hour of empowerment flies by. If you would like to learn more about Coach Adams, maybe you're listening in for the first time, we thank you and we honor you for being here. Visit CoachAdams.com, CoachAdams.com. I'm going to leave you with this thought as well, that if you did not get your question asked and answered today and you have a comment or what have you, we do have our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. It is a free group and all are welcome, and we would encourage you to connect with us through the social platform. And I want to just challenge you, set your timer. Allow Motivational Mondays in this year to be a part of your regular flow. So set your timer, set that date and appointment with us. We are here every Monday faithfully, for the exception of holidays. We are here every Monday for you, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, right here on Inspired Media for You, and we look forward to hearing from you real soon. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. I coach, and you win.